This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.
안녕하세요, 여러분. Welcome to K-Talk, brought to you by the Dunedin Korean Language and Culture Society.
Join us every second Tuesday evening at 8:30 p.m. on ORFM for an exploration of Korea, from its music and culture to language and politics.
Find all our episodes on oar.org.nz. 이번 에피소드를 즐겨주시길 바랍니다.
안녕하세요. 저는 K-Talk 진행을 맡고 있는 이기호입니다. 가호의 시작. 방금 들으신 노래죠. 신나는 노래로 오늘의 이야기를 시작합니다. Today is a special day in Korea. The biggest national holiday in Korea. 설날. 설날 is Maori tradition is Matariki Day. So I would say 설날 is Korean Matariki. So the spirit and the meaning is quite similar. It's a start day of the year in lunar calendar. So, it's different, a little bit different from my perspective. We mostly spend the New Year's Day from Christmas and then holidays and New Year's, and it's just like a continuation of the holidays, just for holidays, but Lunar New Year's Day. So 설날, the Korean New Year's Day, is something like a space and time for me to reflect myself more and review what happened from the beginning of the first day of the year to the Lunar New Year. So 설날. So about 1 month and 1.5 months of space, and I reflect whether I have been doing well and the year's plan is going well, and if something is not on my plan, and then I can redirect and replan and make some adjustment. This is the meaning of 설날 for me, and I have some time to look at what is the origin of 설날. In first, the meaning-wise, 설날 means 설레다, the date of 설레다. 설레다 means, in Korean, thrilling, or it's not familiar with. So, yeah. So, because it's the start of the new year, we don't know what would happen this year. So, we are a little bit thrilled, and at the same time, uncertain what would happen. It can be very good and can be very unexpected things can happen, but that's the nature of our life. We always live uncertain, unplanned the future. We don't know what would happen tomorrow, so always thrilled, But at the same time, uncertain, somebody worry too much, but don't need to worry too much because nobody knows what will happen tomorrow. So that's the day, meaning of the 설날, today. Today is the 설날 in Korea. 설레다, 설레는 날, 낯설다. 예, 낯선 날. The meaning is clear, and it's very good. So like when we meet somebody new, we always, expect something new, and 설레다, at the same time, 낯설다. 그리고 이것을, I also looked at the origin, historical origin of 설날, and I was surprised because there was a record, a written record about the history, the origin of 설날. It was 삼국유사. So, 삼국유사 was written by, who is? 김부식? I'm not quite sure. So, there is a historical, history book written in the Three Kingdom era in Korean history. And in that book, in the history book, in already at the time of Three Kingdom era, Korean people celebrated 설날. So then it is around AD 200, 300, 400. So almost 2000 years ago, people already celebrated 설날. And what they did was they had a party to celebration of the new year, and then met for party and also greeted and had a fun. So surprisingly, it has a long history. I didn't know this long history, and it makes me think a little bit more about the meaning of 설날 to Koreans. And then I looked at the history and what had happened since then. From Baekje, Silla, Three Kingdom era. And then what would happen? At the era of Goryeo and Joseon, they continued to celebrate 설날. And then when Joseon dynasty was ending, as we expect in the now Western culture and Western way of lifestyle emerged and predominated. That's the sadness of the history of Joseon. Joseon was ending at the end of the 19th century. There was no way Joseon people, Korean people, continue what they have been doing because too much Western and too much foreign cultures and materials and ways, technologies, people came into Korea and then introduced and then conflicted. So very changing, conflicting time. It was 1900, and then 1910, Joseon finally finished. And then the Japanese colonization started. And of course, during the time of Japanese colonization, it can be easily imagined that how it would be difficult, how it had been difficult to continue a celebration of Seollal, which is very traditional Korean Joseon culture. So because Japan was trying to introduce new way of life and new rule and new culture and new education system, which is based on Japanese established way of life. Japan adopted Western lifestyle much, much earlier than Joseon, about 100 years difference. So I can imagine how people struggled and had difficulties in keeping Seollal over 35 years of Japanese colonization. And then in 1945, so now World War II ended, so Joseon liberated, got freedom again, and then the modern history of Korea began. And I thought after 1945, I thought everybody was free to celebrate Seollal, but actually it was not. Even within Korean people, depending on the government, depending on who got the power, political power, which actually very much ups and downs. Some party wanted to remove it and then tried to go Western calendar, Western time scale, Western culture, major, the predominant lifestyle. But the other party also won at the almost same power, tried to keep it, the traditional way of celebrating Seollal, and keep it as our tradition. But most importantly, people wanted to keep it, and people kept celebrating Seollal by having the 떡국, the most famous food for Seollal, and also 차례. It's a greeting time each other, and well dressed, and have some break from our work. So most of business closed down. Like we all close on the Easter. Easter day in New Zealand, every business closed down, closed for a few days. Yeah, like that. So Seollal for a couple of days, most of business closed. So it means how deeply the Seollal, tradition of Seollal, embedded in the life of Korean people, daily life. And then finally, from 1985, around that, it became that now officially a public holiday. And then since then, as I remember, I think it was almost stayed as public holidays. So even this very small thing, keeping Seollal as our tradition and cultural day, it has so long history and ups and downs of history, but it survived. It survived. Now in modern Korean life, Solnal has significant meaning, like Matariki. It's a start day, new start day, start a day of starting a new day, new year. So, what are you then celebrating? What are you planning this year? I think it's very hard because everybody may had New Year's resolution at the beginning of the first day of the year. But now I think many people are out of track. For me, this year, I want to improve my squash level more. And I'm quite determined in improving, in grading up further. And for my health, physical health and mental health, and also looking after my mind and body, and also spiritual refining process by reading more, by spending more time in reading the scriptures. One day I was reading the Bible, Old Testament, a section written by King David and also King Solomon. Those are kings, highly historical people in the history of Jews in Israel. And even I was able to understand what they actually, it's like their journal. Some part is like a journal. They very honestly reflected what their life is like and how were they feeling on each day about their life as a king. So they could have anything they wanted to have, but still felt emptiness and loneliness as a human, and strongly tried to build their life on based on the faith and trust on the God's guidance. I think that's true nature of our life, because nobody is sure what would happen tomorrow. So we need some guidance by superpower, the Father in heaven, or something that if you believe the divine entity, divine nature in your life, that can guide your life, that can guide my life, that can guide our life more to the way which guide us to a peaceful, more accomplishing, and more meaningful way. That's the way I think we can live better our life, enjoy our life more. And also, at the same time, I think we need friends and family, friends and family. One day, I listened a song. The title is "Lean on Me" by J.J. Heller. It's a really tender song. Because someday in our life, we always need some helping hands. Either can be friends or family members, not only the the divine guidance, but also we need some support by dear person who are living with us in our network. So, this is what I have been feeling, and I would finish the show by talking a little bit more about the Korean Club. So we are starting a new semester on 24th of February. So in a week of time, we are starting a new semester. Whoa, yes. On 24th, we will have quiz night. So we will spend the starting time just for ice breaking by introducing each other and greeting each other. And then we will have some quiz about Korean culture, about travel and Korean food, drama and K-pop, and anything about Korean culture. We can have a quiz competition, and we may have some prize for the best performer on that day. So I'm excited to see new people, new faces, because we have quite a few new names enrolled for the class. So we had a stall at the George Street Market on the last 7th of February. Was very nice. The weather was nice, and so many people flooded the George Street, and we were one of the stars actually, and met new people quite a few, and then we shared some games and talk and all really enjoyable time. Thank you for people who contributed to our store. Was so nice. And also, over the last 5 days, we have been running a promotion on Facebook to introduce the schedule of our new semester. And quite a few people approached it and enrolled. So I expect the new semester will be quite successful. And we will start on 24th of February, and then we'll meet every second and fourth Tuesday from 6 to 8 p.m. Every second and fourth Tuesday, from 6 to 8 p.m. at the community house. So in total, we'll have 10 classes this semester. If you are still looking for some group, some clubs, or society if you want to belong to this year, contact us by sending a message on our Facebook page, Learning Korean Language and Culture Society. So then you can be connected with us. It's now 7 years for this club, this language, Korean language class in Dunedin, continued. We started in 2019, and then this year, I feel like each year as we repeat, we develop more and more and more. So we got better and better and better. So I learned that anything develops through repetition, but not in the same way, but in a slightly different, better way. This is the only way we can be improved. We can get better. Consistency, but creativity. I firmly believe the bright future of the Learning Korean Language Club. We will build very unique organization and platform in Dunedin for people who are interested in studying, in learning Korean language and culture. And just for fun and developing self-development and entertainment, we all need hobby or something positive, constructive, a way of improving life. Just for self-development and better mental health and more skill to make life more enjoyable. Okay, thank you very much. This is the end of the show today. 감사합니다.
안녕하세요, 여러분. Welcome to K-Talk, brought to you by the Dunedin Korean Language and Culture Society.
Join us every second Tuesday evening at 8:30 p.m. on ORFM for an exploration of Korea, from its music and culture to language and politics.
Find all our episodes on oar.org.nz. 이번 에피소드를 즐겨주시길 바랍니다.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.